spaghetti doing?
Oh, it's going fine, Papa. I want to say hello to the kiddies and the little mama. I want to say to hello to my grandmother, who weighs 4 pounds under a ton. And I hope she has a very merry ton. Hello, grandmother.
And how? Who's this? Who's this, your wife?
Hardy, yes, and the dinner with David. He saw the macaroni and the spaghetti, and he wears it so much that...
Shut up!
Mamma mia.
Shut up, that bitch is heading!
Yes, sir, David, yes, sir.
It's a nice meeting your family.
Thank you.
Now, who's this down here? Your dog? Dog, tell me a couple words.
Arfa.
Me, it tastes like a barf. Now, Chet, what country do we go to next?
Well, David, we are now going over to England, where the Beatles have just performed. We're going to talk to a couple of girls. This is a girl. What is your name, please?
Susan Spinkley.
Now, who do you think have done more for England? The Beatles or Winston Churchill?
Oh, definitely must be the Beatles, because you know they have such an effect on the country today that Winston Churchill could never equal. I think they are just the greatest, and they will never be equaled.
Well, I guess in World War II they might have scared away the enemy. Ha!
Bad joke!
I'm sorry. And what is your name, please, sis?
John Doe.
Sis, I said sis.
Doris Joe. I mean, Doris Doe.
Doris Doe. What do you think of the Beatles?
Well, actually, I don't really think. I'm so scatterbrained that I don't really get much thinking in, but I like them, and I think their records are very good for the pulse rate, and Churchill's is dead, so I don't care.
Here come the
What do you think of
here
MD and the doctors?
MD and the doctors blow.
Rumble,
here come the rocks. And the cops! It's a rumble! The Beatles are coming out of their hotel! Ah! There's a big elephant on me.